Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and from the United States we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, Guided by the Holy Spirit, Yes We Can.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were among obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. In the 1960s, Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta co-founded the United Farm Workers Union in California in the United States. Their action was a response to the growing complaints of the treatment of farm workers, primarily Mexican Americans, who were fruit and vegetable harvesters, and the complaints were directed at their growers and owners of these fields. The horrific conditions in which farm workers lived and worked in the fields. At the beginning of their efforts, farm workers would always respond negatively to the idea of organizing for their rights. They would say to Dolores and Cesar in Spanish, "No se puede." In English would be, "It can't be done." Basically, there's nothing you can do. Dolores Huerta courageously challenged their despair and turned that phrase around to say, "Sí, se puede." Yes, you can. When the UFW was finally established, it adopted Dolores' phrase as the union slogan, "Sí, se puede." Yes, we can. It is possible. Well, today's readings from the Acts of the Apostles gives us similar hope as we see the apostles courageously responding to complaints within the Christian community. It says, the Hellenist Christians complained against the Hebrew Christians because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of needed resources. First of all, we can put aside that idea that after the resurrection, all the disciples lived in harmony and peace and never had a problem again. Not true. I can't help but notice that there's a serious inequality between the Greek-speaking Hellenists and the Aramaic-speaking Hebrews. And then what great leadership the apostles demonstrated by actually hearing the complaints instead of dismissing them by saying something like, "Why do you hate the church? Don't complain. You're being divisive by your whining." No, instead the apostles do something similar to Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez's actions. They organized. In fact, having been a community organizer myself, I recall a slogan we used to use, "Don't agonize, organize." So actually, listening to the Hellenist complaints and realizing that the apostles alone could not answer the needs of the community, they organized the community. They called them together and asked them to come up with 7 outstanding, reputable men. And yes, they did need nails. The community met and decided to present 7 names to the apostles, who accepted them and laid their hands upon them in prayer. And thus began the ministry of deacons. Jesus did not create deacons. The apostles did. The words used in this passage are so familiar to anyone who organizes anything or seeks to solve problems, you and I. First, there's a complaint. Then the complaint is actually heard at the top. The 12 then call the community together. They make a proposal. The proposal is to select 7 men and for appointment to this task. The proposal is accepted by the whole community. 7 are chosen and then presented to the 12. The 12 apostles accept the nominations and then prayerfully lay their hands upon them. Thus, they did establish this first ministry of deacons, and the word of God grew and spread and continued. I find this remarkable, and that is why it is presented to us during the Easter season. Here we are, 7th Sunday after Easter. To give us hope, the 5th Sunday, pardon me, it gives us hope and with the possibilities that even when there are problems and difficulties after the resurrection, it means to tell us, yes, we can. And with God, everything is possible. One ought not to deny that our church's history is one of many ups and downs, saints as well as sinners, long-standing traditions and dogmas, as well as necessary changes, corrections, and reforms. In fact, the history of the councils of the Catholic Church are nothing more than a record of constant reforms. They say that St. Augustine first used the phrase, "Ecclesia semper reformando est." That is, the church is always reforming, changing, responding to complaints and problems. It once had married priests, but now has celibate priests. It once spoke Aramaic, but then Greek and even Latin, and today dozens of languages. It was once persecuted by the Roman Empire, and today we are called the Roman Catholic Church. So this Easter hope from the early Christian community's ability to address the needs of the people is precisely what Pope Francis intends with his synod on synodality. The Pope wants to hear everyone's suggestions, success stories, and yes, even our complaints. He wants all of us to participate, not just the bishops at the synod. The synod process is a few years of listening and dialoguing. He could just as well have said, "Don't agonize, let's organize." As the apostles did organize and invented deacons for the church, it's not too late for you to give your opinion to the bishop in your diocese. Every diocese, by the way, has a synod coordinator. There should have been listening sessions to hear of everyone's concerns. So your thoughts and your suggestions could be the answer to so many needs we have in the Catholic Church today. Who knows what you could contribute? As the Gospel of John for today also says, whoever believes in Jesus will do the works that he does, and even greater ones.